Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
This is something you will want to hear about because the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation has urged the government to introduce a once-off bank holiday this September. Now, they're arguing that an additional bank holiday would stretch the domestic tourism market and reward a hard-pressed public. Well, I'm joined on the line now by Eoin O'Mara Walsh, who is CEO of the Confederation, and thank you for joining us this afternoon, Eoin. Can you tell us what purpose you think an extra bank holiday would serve, apart from we'd all like a day off?
Well, we'd certainly all like a day off, and it's been such a tough year or two, I think we all deserve a day off. But it would stretch the domestic tourism season, and it would bring about much needed business for a beleaguered tourism and hospitality industry. And I suppose it would be a reward for hard-pressed public. And remember, Ireland only has 9 bank holidays, so we compare unfavourably to the rest of Europe.
Mm. So on that point then, if the government did decide to go down that road, why do you think it would only be a one-off, or why would you be asking for it to be only a one-off rather than making it an annual occurrence?
Well, we've suggested it as a one-off because it might be easier for the government to actually action it this year. We'd be in favour of it being a regular event, a regular bank holiday event, to bring us more in line with the rest of Europe. But we understand that the government would need to talk to, I suppose, the wider business groups and employers, trade unions, schools and so on. But for the year that's in it, I think there's strong justification for a bank holiday. And we're suggesting the end of September. So it would, if you like, be between sort of the schools going back and the October bank holiday weekend. And as I say, the much needed business for the tourism and hospitality sector, which we must remember is down 90% in revenue, and there's been 160,000 job losses. So it's the last year and a half have been absolutely traumatic.
Mm. And you'd be thinking September also, I assume, because there's already a lot of talk about the off-peak season. Government don't seem to be that awfully worried about the summer season for tourism, but when it comes to September, October, there is concerns it'll all fall off.
That's right. The summer season, please God, with restrictions lifting, and today is a good day, we must acknowledge. I know your pennies clip was shortened, and I'm sure you'll go back to it. But we have to remember that also visitor attractions and museums open today. So we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. But this summer is predominantly going to be a domestic market for the Irish tourism sector. And that's fine, but the domestic market is very short. It ends as soon as the schools go back at the end of August. And it falls off a cliff to a certain extent. And we'll only have a relatively few international visitors. We'd love for more, but realistically, there's not going to be the numbers of international visitors that we hope for. So therefore, let's stretch the domestic season as long as possible and introduce the additional bank holiday at the end of September.
Yeah, you mentioned we're sort of out of line with the rest of Europe. Some figures for our listeners on that. A number of countries, Austria, Sweden, Poland and Portugal, have 13 bank holidays in comparison to our 9. Greece has 12. Finland, France and Germany have 11. And the UK is one of the ones who's below us there, only on 8. So to go up to 10 certainly wouldn't be out of line. However, having said that, Eoin, we have a text here from one listener, Roisin, who says that she doesn't agree with the bank holiday in September because children would only be back to school, and this would ensure that schools do not go back until the 1st of September instead of the drip return end of August.
Yeah, I mean, there's costs and benefits to this. We do think the benefits far outweigh the costs for the broader economy and indeed just generally for mental health. We have to remember that huge swathes of not just tourism and hospitality, but also retail, the cultural sector, have been closed for months and months. And a bank holiday would support these businesses. We're suggesting it's a once-off. More work may need to be done in terms of teasing out the pros and cons of it. We do think it should be a regular event, but for the year that's in it, certainly a one-off is justifiable.
Yeah, lots of texts in on this. One person says, no way, so glad to be getting back. I don't want more time off. That person might be on their own.
Yeah.
Another person, Paul in Arklow, says the bank holiday in September, I think it's a fantastic idea. It will be a good day to remember all those who lost their lives to COVID, and we need to do something to remember those people, he says. Can I ask you, Eoin, in terms of tourism more generally then, we don't yet have a date for when international tourism can resume this summer. How much of an impact is that having on the industry?
Well, massive. And like we're talking about the domestic market, and the domestic market is fantastic and it's very welcome and it's very important to the Irish tourism sector. But it's not strong enough or robust enough or big enough to sustain the 20,000 businesses that we have in our sector. 75% of the Irish tourism economy is actually made up of international visitation. So we desperately, urgently need a plan as to how international travel and tourism can recommence. And there are solutions out there. There's the European Commission's a COVID-19 certificate. We have a common travel area between the UK and Ireland, which isn't being implemented properly. And there is an opportunity, I think, to do a transatlantic corridor between the US, which, after all, will have all its adults vaccinated later this month, and ourselves. So there's solutions there to recommence international travel in a safe and sustainable manner. But what's crucial is there's good mood music at the moment from government, but what's crucial is that we have a concrete plan with dates and metrics.
Mm. And that's a plan that you'd be looking for sooner rather than later, I'm sure. You're also calling for the scrapping of mandatory hotel quarantine. I just wonder in relation to that, you know, you read that the number of new variants of concern has fallen to zero since the introduction of mandatory hotel quarantine. Do you think it's wise to argue for it to be scrapped?
Well, I think as part of the plan that we're urging the government to publish by the end of the month, we have to look at mandatory hotel quarantine, and I understand it's being reviewed at the moment. It may have had a place for certain specific markets, but on an ongoing basis, we don't think it should be there. It's like a closed sign above Ireland. It's going to leave long-term damaging economic consequences. And the other regimes that I mentioned, such as the COVID-19 passport that the European Commission are introducing, or indeed allowing the vaccination programme to roll out, in Ireland and the UK and the US, will open up those markets in a very safe way.
Yeah, and you know, even at the moment, people who are fully vaccinated are allowed in without going to mandatory hotel quarantine in Ireland. Is that not safe enough? And is that not all right? But, I mean, are you suggesting that people who aren't fully vaccinated should be allowed come in without mandatory hotel quarantine?
At the moment, if you've been fully vaccinated, you're still asked to quarantine at home in Ireland. Mm. So it, effectively, there's a closed sign above the country. And there are other solutions. Other countries are moving very quickly in the other direction. Ireland is stalled at the moment, and we need to change that.
Lots of texts in relation to the bank holiday. And I was wrong. That person who said that they're delighted to be back and they don't want an extra day off is not on their own. Lots of people echoing that sentiment as well. Would you ever go away and get a life? Says one person, we've enough bank holidays in this country, looking for money, money, money. No way. Another person says an extra day off. Some people have been out of work for over a year now. This is obviously a tourism idea and, in other words, a selfish one. And then another person says that on German bank holidays, they lose them when they fall on a Saturday or Sunday. And this year, 2021, they're losing four bank holidays, two at Christmas and the 15th of August and Reunification Day. So actually their number of bank holidays is much less maybe than it might look on the face of it.
Well, this is a tourism idea, and I'm unashamed about that. But remember, tourism and hospitality is Ireland's largest indigenous industry. It's the country's biggest regional employer, and it's been absolutely devastated over the last 18 months, as we all know. So I think there's every justification for a bank holiday in September to stretch the domestic season. And I know you're reading out sort of clips from listeners, but I noticed that there's a poll running, I think, on the RTE Twitter account, asking people if they're in favour or against the idea of a bank holiday, and 90% are in favour. So I think there'll be broad public support for it.
Sure. Well, I suppose that isn't necessarily a representative view, that poll that you mentioned, and neither are the texts that we're getting in, but it is an interesting conversation. One person saying, will you ask your guest who's going to pay for the bank holiday? But I'm asking for small businesses that are already on their knees. It's just bonkers.
Well, as I say, there's costs and benefits to this, but I do think the benefits would outweigh the costs. You'll have retail businesses benefiting, as well as tourism and hospitality businesses. You'll have cultural venues benefiting. You'll have a long-term weekend at a key part of the year. So lots of businesses will benefit from the increased consumer spend, and I think the benefit outweighs the costs in this particular instance.
All right, well, I think we'll leave that one there. We will return to it when we're speaking to Minister for Tourism, Catherine Martin, on the show after 5 o'clock, see what she thinks about it. But for now, Ono Mara Walsh, CEO of the Confederation, thank you very much for joining us this evening.